Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. Monday, September 8th, high of 81. Currently, it is 58, clear skies, and Wyandotte Lake.
Andy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Literacy Day?
Oh, we got to talk about that. Yeah, we got to talk about what Kip is doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to my man, B-Dub. Always a good day to read something. And Mayor Quinn Lucas coming on the show talking all things KC starting at 7:38.
And your TMG goes down at your 23s. We got a lot of things to talk about, including the fact that we all been pronouncing Denzel Washington's name wrong, had no clue. And then Young Thug finally sits down and shares his hurt behind the Gunna situation and him being on them phone lines.
Man's been running to the phone in the jail. Lord have
started
mercy.
Started a podcast up in there.
That's terrible.
I ain't mad at it.
We're not talking about the Chiefs today, by the way. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. We hustling and shining. My stomach is hurting a little bit on this Monday. On Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Today's possibilities stretch out in all directions. Open yourself to a few of the best and bring them to fruition. Problems do not necessarily have to continue as problems. Possibilities exist for solving them, transcending them, or making them irrelevant. Opportunities do not have to remain as mere opportunities. Possibilities exist for you to transform them into enduring value. Possibilities exist, and your existence is optimized right now to do good things with them. In every resource, situation, challenge, relationship, and idea, all kinds of possibilities exist. Jump eagerly into the dynamic fray of limitless potential. Make purposeful use of the strength and capability that exists within you. So very many great possibilities exist. Make it your mission to recognize and fulfill the particular possibilities that bring great benefit to your world. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 80. Currently 58, clear skies at the Grandview Triangle. 4 decades deep into his career, and Denzel Washington has been revealing that his name has been mispronounced this entire time.
My father's Denzel Hayes Washington Sr. I'm Denzel Hayes Washington Jr. My mother would say, Denzel, and we both show up. So she said, from now on, you're Denzel.
Well,
that's how it got pronounced, Denzel.
Oh, that's smart.
We're not calling you Denzel, fam.
I don't like that name. And Denzel sounds so much better. It's so much. It gives player. Like, it gives, like, what it's supposed to give.
We're not doing that, fam.
Denzel?
His mama named Clee. I'm going to call him Clee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. Switching over to the hip-hop world. Lil Baby is tired of y'all, especially on this International Literacy Day. Mm. He says he's tired of people acting like he's illiterate, and he's tired of the narrative.
Like, I've been a straight A student my whole life.
Yeah.
I skipped a grade. I read all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, but you ain't gonna see me post a book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I read books every day. Yeah. Like, people who know me, like, my sister, she bought me 25 books for my birthday. I just ain't one of them people who put the internet, my whole life on the internet, number one, because my whole life was illegal at one point in time.
Okay, bro.
I think we do, you know, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Let's start there.
Here you go.
You don't agree with that?
Sure, D.
His not sister, to judge a book?
His sister bought him 25 books for his birthday.
I just think that people should stop assuming people's behavior because of the way that they act sometimes.
When you make a verse that says, wham, 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 I'm the baby, I would be on the side of you being illiterate, too.
Somebody told a lie one day.
He doesn't give smart.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to him. I'm not going to do that to a black man. I ain't going to do that to him.
I'll do it then.
Yeah, so I'll let you do it. That's your business. I'm going to leave that in black man land.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103.
James. So glad that we're here with you again on another Monday, Kansas City, as D and I, we had a little busy weekend.
Yeah, we definitely did. Shout out to all the cousins that pulled through to our private VIP watch party. It was beautiful. Just to see everybody and just see all of our cousins that slid through. Oh, man, the love was real. The raffle prizes was real, too. They was giving away things left and right. You know, Myra was on the mic. You know, all the beautiful ladies, where are your raffle tickets at?
How you doing out there?
So, major shout out to all the cousins. Ran into Deanna, my name twin, who we just gave away those tickets to, and some other cousins. So it was fun. What we was watching on TV, however, was not fun.
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a second. I was, while y'all was there, I mean, I stopped by before you got there to drop off the speaker to say hi to a couple of the cousins. But I had to, you know, head on over up north to Staley to check out them Lee Summit North Broncos.
Yes, sir.
Spank the Staley. I don't know. Falcons. That's what Falcons. Their name is. The Falcons. Yes. So
they came out victorious.
Absolutely, okay. They did. It was
love to hear that.
It was a stomping, to be honest with you. and then the OMKC 10-year anniversary was going down at the Ward Parkway location. And then Saturday at Peace Place, I was at First Saturday. Shout out to cousin Yolanda who slid through. Says she be tapping in every single morning.
Oh, that's what's up. We appreciate you, cousin. And then I know you was enjoying that club chicken because I was thinking about it when you texted me. I was like, dang.
I actually didn't get a chance
to
get
any. You
didn't
get no chicken this time?
You
was in a booth, straight up.
Yeah, I was.
I get it.
Yeah, trying to get Paul's in and out.
Yeah, that's all. I completely understand. Well, I was resting my Saturday night, but I was getting ready for the Black Pickleball Club on Sunday. So I stopped by. Big shout out to Brandon Jackson. Ran into a bunch of different cousins, but shout out to our cousin Micah that's always tapped in with Hustle and Shine in the morning. Big love to you. And when I see you, Micah, this upcoming weekend, we gotta play. We gotta get a match in.
Now, going back to Friday and what we saw with the Chiefs, look, man, it's overreaction Monday. And this past week, it was overreaction Saturday. But look, y'all, Xavier Worthy being hurt definitely affected the game plan going forth. And there are still some issues that the Chiefs need to work out.
Plenty. Yeah.
It's a couple issues.
It's the first game. Yeah, I get it.
And then, you know, division rival on the road in Brazil against the Chargers or whatever. I'm not making them no excuses because I believe that the Chiefs definitely should have walked away with a victory. But we can't think on that, man. We got these old funky Eagles coming up this week. And we got to have revenge on our mind, baby.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going down this weekend at Arrowhead, D.
Yeah, we definitely got to bounce back.
We represent high aspirations. And we are hustling, shining. On Hot 103 Jams.
It's about that time to shout out all our cousins around the town. Shout out to everyone that's been hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate y'all for sending some love to others. Debbie Richards from Leavenworth. Happy birthday to Damon Hill. That was sent over from Denisha. Shout out to Scott P on this Monday. Good morning to the men of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I see you. Shout out to you. Let me see them legs one time. Also, shout out
see
to...
what?
The legs, you know what I'm saying? They be going crazy with the legs.
Yikes.
Yeah, you know, I be asking the noobs to see the shoulders when it come to the Sigmas. You know what I mean? Let me see the footwork. Shout out to Jaden, Cameron, Nevaeh, and Carter that was sent over from your dad. Daddy said, I love y'all. And all his kids.
He said it just like that too, y'all.
Yeah, just like that.
I love y'all.
So appreciate everybody and hope you're having a good Monday.
Well, the Powerball does not like D because she did not come up in here all rich. Oh. I was waiting on you.
No, about it. I probably wouldn't have pulled up at all. I'd be like, I catch you at 9 a.m.
See, you're a lie. I done caught you in a lie because what you said last time was, I'm not quitting my job.
Yeah, I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't quit. I'd just come in.
You ain't coming
back. I might come in just I might just flex a little bit.
Well, the Powerball lottery players, one in Missouri, one in Texas, they're going to split an estimated $1.8 billion jackpot. And you said that was right up the street?
Excelsior Springs, Charlie.
Damn!
I'm getting my second ticket.
Shout out to our cousin in Excelsior Springs. What's up?
Give me a call. Yeah.
Well, a federal indictment accused former Wyandotte court employees. Maybe they need a little bit of that $1.8 billion jackpot. But these employees, they're accused of $900,000 in theft. These two former Wyandotte County District Court bookkeepers, they were indicted in this federal case. And this was over 5 years ago, by the way. All of this stuff happened 5 years ago, but the indictments are just now dropping. Julia Roberts, 65, of KCK, and Vicki Robinson, 63, of Bonner Springs. Okay, Bonnie and Clyde, or not Bonnie and Clyde. What was Louise? Thelma and Louise, that's what I'm thinking of. With one count of wire fraud conspiracy, multiple counts of wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Where's my City Girls music at? Prosecutors allege that between January of 2018 and February of 2023, the women siphoned off cash deposits, then covered up the theft by using a court clerk's signature on fraudulent checks. Ooh-wee, when you start doing signatures and stuff, you're in deep trouble. Yeah. Court records show that the checks appear valid when were actually manipulated to balance the clerk's office bank account, masking the missing money in the accounting system.
They finna be locked up
for a very, very long time.
In 5 years, too, so you probably thought you got away with it.
Oh, yeah.
I can already imagine.
Built a case.
You
ever had a case built up on you, D? I have.
No, you're going to have to tell us more about that.
Yeah, it was 20 years ago. It was during the worst time of my life. It was...
Because we ain't never talked about this. Where we at?
It was at the Home Depot.
Oh, we did talk about this.
So, don't do that, though. Learn from me and learn from Thelma and Louise and KCK.
This is Nayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app on your phone and waking up to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. We love and appreciate you so much because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided and chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you, cousin, and your time.
Yes. Hey, yo, shout out to KIPP Kansas City. It's International Literacy Day, D. Now, students at KIPP from pre-K through high school, they'll celebrate World Literacy Day with interactive readings, Q&A sessions, and literacy activities led by nationally recognized and local authors. And every student will receive a book to take home as well. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you, D, how much books have changed my life so much in the past 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I was not reading nothing but, you know, magazine covers and articles or whatever then. You know, I just...
Not the magazines.
It just wasn't really my thing to read.
Yeah, I get that.
But then, audiobooks. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like, people frown on audiobooks, and I don't understand why. Because as long as you're getting the information. One way or another, that's all that matters. And some people learn different ways. Mm-hmm. I don't learn by just sitting there and reading something myself. I need visual or audio to help me really get a grasp of what's going on. And don't be afraid to go over things 2 or 3 times if your comprehension ain't up to par or whatever.
Yeah, you got to.
That's totally fine. Just get it done. Books have instructed me to do so many more wonderful things in my life, man. I can't describe enough how great books are for you, man. They really are.
I want to challenge our cousins real quick. Just pick up a book today. Do something out of the norm. Or if you already like, girl, I already read. Well, do your thing and maybe try a different book or something. Or an audio book. But find out what works for you, like B. Shining is saying.
Please do, man. I'm telling you, it's life-changing, y'all, for real.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
724, it's a high of 81, currently 59, sunny skies at UMKC. Rapper 2 Chainz talks about having a balance with his daughters and not being too tough when it comes to disciplining them.
But this is something I'm dealing with little girls when they're growing and going through these emotions. Like, I can't have too much masculine energy and have them shy away from me. I like when, you know, my daughter went to the prom, she did something, and she told me, you know what I'm saying? And I think that that's cool to have that kind of relationship. My daughter had a couple drinks, and we passed that. So I like to have that relationship, the way we can still talk.
I just believe you have to do that. You, there are certain ways that you have to go about, especially if you know yourself and you know that you're real rough around the edges. You can't be like that with certain young ladies. Mm-hmm. It's a case by case basis with every person, though.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Over to Young Thug, who's been a headline for the past week and a half. He's been going through a lot after his old jail calls leaked and fans says he's bitter about Gunna. Well, he finally sat down over the weekend to address some of that hurt.
Do more talking.
You signing that one piece of paper, signing your initials on this one piece of paper could get me a life sentence. Come on, bro. I get a life sentence, all this piece of paper you signed, bro. Just because you trying to get home fast, or you just trying to get to a, or you just doing a certain thing, bro.
It ain't no law to none of this. What? That ain't your real brother. He don't care nothing about you or what you trying to do with your life. Y'all, that's the thing that I want to preach to young people, dog. When they, the gang affiliation stuff, music, just life in general, dog. People are not going to be down with you the way you think they need to be down with you.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate. I watched the entire interview. It was very interesting. Yeah, it was really good. It was a really good interview because...
Where them club notes at, D?
I mean, it's so much to unpack of him just talking about his life. And it was more so him talk... I mean, he was answering the questions. But it's unfortunate all across the board. I feel bad for everybody involved. They made certain decisions, so, you know, you got to live with it. But as the interviewer said to him, you have a blessing on being out. Turn your life around and move on. That's all you can.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
On with us once again. We're blessed to have him, our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Quinn Lucas talking all things KC. Now, Mayor Lucas, when I talked to you on my podcast, Brian's World, sometime last year, you seemed apprehensive when I asked you about your political future. But recently, you mentioned that you are prepared to run for Congress if this new map for Missouri is instituted. What are your thoughts on this new map and how it can affect everyday Kansas Cityans in the future?
This new map is an abomination. It's an effort to try to minimize the voices of Black people in Kansas City. Full stop. This is something that was pushed down by President Trump and Washington Republicans. It has nothing to do with Missourians, has nothing to do with Kansas Cityans and trying to make our lives better. It's meant to just try to divide us further. And so step one, we're defending Congressman Emanuel Cleaver, who has served our district well, served as well as mayor for two terms back in the 90s. We're going to fight this map at the legislature. We're going to fight this map at the courts. And if they manage to push it all through, then we're going to fight it at the ballot box. Getting Cleaver reelected in the District 5, which now would run under their proposed map from 71 Highway East to Jefferson City. And then there'd be a new District 4, which goes from 71 Highway the other direction to the state line and on down through southern Missouri. What I threaten to do and what I fully intend to at least evaluate is running against Congressman Mark Alford, the Republican there, if that's the district that they try to push me into, because that happens to be where I live in the city. We're not going to take the current challenges standing down. What we're going to do is make sure that we have voices for Kansas Cityans, voices for Kansas City schools, Kansas City healthcare, and Kansas Cityans of all races, including Black Kansas Cityans, who they are trying to marginalize with this decision right now.
Mayor Q, the city council approved a plan that will begin the process of a building of a temporary jail facility. Now, the trailer-like buildings will be completed before the World Cup and will house detainees until the city's permanent jail is built. But the question is, what do you say to residents who are concerned or just worried about both public safety and ensuring that the jail is ran humanely?
You know, a few things on that. First of all, I care a lot about public safety. I talk about it all the time. I try to work with it. In a city where we have state control of the police, the deployment decisions aren't made by your city council or by your mayor, but we try to have influence in giving them the tools, the resources, the money that they need. I've always said, the problem with state control isn't that somebody from the governor's office calls them and tells them what to do. It's that, you know, when y'all mad, you call me. And sometimes we want to make sure that we have that level of accountability, which I think right now Kansas City lacks. In terms of what we need to do on public safety, I am less concerned about where we lock people up and more concerned about how we prevent them from needing to be locked up in the first place. So step one on that is making sure that we provide the resources to keep people out of trouble. But then on enforcement, we start it early. We start it when people start committing offenses. These 14, 15-year-olds who are first getting in trouble, who wouldn't be staying at this jail anyway, need to be make sure that they're addressed, make sure that we get them in a different pathway in life. And then for our serious offenders who need to be in the Jackson County Jail, who need to be in the federal and state penitentiary, making sure they get there too. So there's a broader ecosystem. We use jails as a bit of an excuse, but I think, frankly, we need to make sure we're doing the enforcement. I've told KCPD this. Look, if there's somebody who's acting a fool somewhere and they need to be taken to a patrol station to be separated from where they're committing wrongdoing for 4 hours, 5 hours, then we will do that. And we need to do that. That's the step that I do. I'm not making any excuses on public safety. We're going to make sure that we address what we need to, no matter what the infrastructure is in Kansas City.
Along with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas, now Kansas City media legend and host of Fox Sports First Things First, our very own Nick Wright, has mandated you, Mayor Lucas, to be on his show this week as they broadcast live from Arrowhead ahead of the Super Bowl 59 rematch with the Eagles. Are you taking him up on his offer? And are you going to bring your boxing gloves for these haters that's been talking noise about our boys?
Man, I'm so ready to box with, I don't know those of y'all who watch the show, but Chris Broussard, Kevin Wild, Broussard talking tough about the Ravens, and man, they got... it was tough. They got beat last night, though. Quite a game. Now, I'll be ready. Certainly, always excited to see my man Nick Wright back in Kansas City. The Chiefs need to bounce back. We need to make sure we're addressing some things in the receiving core. It should be a good game. Week one of the NFL season, Eagles played it tight. Cowboys should have had them. Unfortunately, we had a slow start down in Brazil. They're going to get that Arrowhead crowd. I expect things to be good, and it looks like it's off to another exciting NFL season.
They just need us to suit up, all three of us. That's all.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. Tyreek Hill, he's looking a little, a little perturbed down there in Miami. You know, he might be coming back. I think
we need to get that plan for him now.
Mayor Lucas, thank you so much. We'll holler at you next week. Have a good one and be a blessing.
We'll see y'all. Bye-bye now.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
824, high of 81, currently 62 at Park College. Megan Thee Stallion said there's a time and there's a place, but the booth gets the full, unfiltered version.
I say the P word, but only when I'm rapping.
Really? So not just conversational?
No, I just
me neither. Me neither, really.
It's a hard... Blech. I'm so tough in the booth, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, but I don't say the P word in real life.
Interesting. Sorry to burst y'all's bubble.
I mean, there are like millions of P words.
What millions of P words are there?
Preposterous.
All right. Papoose.
What's she talking about though? For real?
All right, I'm not finna play these games with you today.
Five letter word. What's she talking about?
Yeah, that word.
Why she single out that? I mean, look,
that's what they were talking about in the interview.
So that word that. I know it's going off subject real quick. That is a trigger word for me. Don't ever call me that.
Oh, like it as an insult.
Yeah, don't
you mean.
Ever call me that.
Okay, but she's not, in her music, she's not really using it as that. So,
yeah.
You know, switching over to the VMAs last night. Doja Cat killed her dance performance. Glorilla at the stage with Busta Rhymes. And Busta accepted
the VMAs was last night?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Busta accepted.
I have no clue.
Yeah. I mean, you know how you get about your football. So yeah, I'm sure that was all you was watching. Busta Rhymes accepted the Rock the Bells Visionary Award, and then Mariah Carey walked away with the Video Vanguard Award.
So much MTV for giving me the Vanguard Award. I can't believe I'm getting my first VMA tonight. I just have one question. What in the Sam Hill were you waiting for?
Mariah, stop it, Mariah.
Yeah, she been doing her thing for a long time. This is the first time she won a VMAs?
Yes. This is revisionist history. Her videos was never popping like that. Her videos always gave Hallmark hard.
I get that. La-di-da-di-da.
Exactly, D. That's the exact energy that Mariah gets. Like, okay, she deserves it. Good for her and everything. But come on, let's not act like your videos was
like that.
It wasn't.
So make my wish come true. Yikes, I can do that. Gotta get an award.
Make my wish come true.
That's the word of God, so right here on Hustle and Shine and Awarded. Birthdays, Virgos, we got you with the shout-outs up next. And that's my jam all day. We want to hook you up and your friend with tickets to go see Music Soul Child. It's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Make my wish come true for Christmas.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those kind, artistic, and organized Virgos.
How you doing?
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to known TV and radio hosts. Happy birthday to Big Boy. A birthday shout out to rapper Slim Thug. Send it over a happy birthday to rapper Wiz Khalifa. A big, big, big happy birthday to civil rights activist Ruby Bridges. And a major birthday shout out to actor known for playing in so many black classic movies, Menace to Society, Waist Deep, Love Jones, Why the Fools Fall in Love. Happy birthday to Lorenz Tate.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Raven Ashley, Erica Hero, and Brenda B. Hodge. Happy birthday, Keith Allen Anderson, Holly Jacobs, and D for sure. Happy birthday, Miane Chelsea, Kim Williams, and Chanel Marie. Sending birthday love to Simon Garcia, Dan Zoe, LaToya Judy, and everybody else born on September 8th. Happy birthday, Virgos. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Sasha.
Hey, cousin.
Hey, cousin.
Hey, Sasha, what's your check engine light looking like on this Monday?
Oh, it ain't on today.
Thank God.
That's good. It sounds like you got some people in the car. Who that in the back?
Oh, man, that's my son.
Hey, son. All right, cousin. We got two tickets to send you to the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Heritage Center's 36th Anniversary Legacy Concert. And Music Soul Child will be starring in that. You want to go, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, you're going to have to show us.
We both thought it was cool to cross the line. And I was convinced it would be all right. Now things are strange, nothing's the same. And really, I just want my friend.
My dog half crazy, cause I can't leave you alone. And I'm wondering if it's worth it, me holding on.
Hey! Yeah! Okay. Yes, Sasha!
Okay.
Yes.
You getting them two tickets, cousin. You will be there this Saturday at the Folly Theater.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem. We appreciate you coming in and doing your big one. Who you going to take with you?
It definitely going to be my two-year-old son.
Yeah, him and music might be the same height anyway. So.
Thanks.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine with Hot 103 Jam.
No, that's right.
Making that real money.